Welcome to a series of talks about objective consciousness, an objective universe, and an objective way to awaken, expanding upon the works of George I. Gurdjieff and Russell A. Smith. This podcast is part 5 of chapter 3 of the audiobook of The Blueprint of Consciousness. In this episode, we examine the number of vibrations and how many notes are created in each scale, and how these notes map precisely to a standard deck of playing cards, revealing a deep esoteric meaning to these cards. Let's begin. The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, by Russell A. Smith. Chapter 3, Infrastructural Cognizance, Part 5. Okay, let's go back to 432 in Scale 2. Find 432. In Scale 2, there are three consecutive octaves going up from 432. Their intervals are 6-6-4-8-8-10-6, 12-12-8, 16-16-20-12, and 24-24-16, 32-32-40-24. Then, at 768, we reach a pause. We now must jump up 96 to get across the pause. How are we going to jump up 96? The average of the intervals we just spanned is 16. And suddenly, the span is 96. How are we going to get out of the middle octave into the upper octave? The ray, on the other side of that pause, is far away. And between Do 768 and Re 864, there is no structure. None. That is, in the pause, it is a no man's land. Fortunately, the octave of 48, which was created in the Tido interval of scale 1, doubles and spans the pause between Do 768 and Re 864, creating an octave of rejuvenation with intervals of only 12, 12, 8, 16, 16, 20, 12. Those intervals we can handle. We now know how to traverse the two pauses that occurred between the three groups of 22 vibrations. Okay, back to our study of the structure. Let us examine the number of vibrations that occur in each scale. How many vibrations are in scale 0? 8. Write that down, below scale 0. How many vibrations are in scale 1? 22. Write that down, below scale 1. How many vibrations are in scale 2? 66. Write that down, below scale 2. Those numbers are obtained by counting every vibration in the scale. But when we consider the dos, and remember that the dos are not created in the scale they are in, that is, they come from notes that are fundamental points in the previous scale, how many notes would we have in each scale if we did not count the dos? Earlier, And for this same reason, we did not count the does, which gave us 71 bicycles and 80 riders. Remember that? So, perhaps we should do the same thing here. Again, we ask, how many notes are actually created in each scale? Let's see. In scale 0, there are 8 notes. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, and do. But where did the 2 do's come from? From 2 notes in a previous scale. They were most likely fundamental points in that previous scale. But not always. But you are right. They came from notes in a previous scale. We will call that previous scale scale question mark. So, put the label scale question mark to the left of the label scale 0 to identify this previous scale, which we will also call the unknown scale. From that scale, one note became the top of scale 0 and another note became the bottom. At the top of that scale, put a 2, because 2 notes come from that scale. So, 2 notes come from the unknown scale and create the 2 do's of scale 0. If that is the case, then how many notes are actually created in scale 0? 6. At the top of scale 0, you can write 6. 6 notes are created in scale 0, because the 2 do's in scale 0 come from 2 notes that are created in a previous scale. Thus, only 6 notes are actually created in scale 0. Axiom number 10. All octaves create only 6 notes. Let us move on. How many notes did we say were created in scale 1? 22. However, how many of those notes are actually created in scale 1? 18. There are only 18 because the 4 do's come from scale 0. Again, there are 3 octaves. Each octave creates how many notes? 6. So, there are 6 in the top octave, 6 in the middle octave, and 6 in the bottom octave. That makes 18. You can write 18 above scale 1, because 18 notes are created in scale 1. In scale 2, we had a total of 66 vibrations. But how many notes are actually created in scale 2? 54. You can put 54 above scale 2. There are 9 octaves in scale 2. And how many notes are created in each of those octaves? 6. 9 times 6 equals 54. Thus, 54 notes are created in scale 2, plus the 12 do's equals 66. Check. Now, looking at the notes that are created in each scale, we have 2, 6, 18, and 54. Okay. We will now look at the progression of the does in each scale. How many does are in scale 0? 2. On the top left of page 42 of Cosmic Secrets, you can write scale 0, scale 1, scale 2, and add scale 3. Since there are two does in scale 0, put a 2 below scale 0. This diagram will show the progression of does. The next scale, scale 1, has how many does? 4. Since there are 4 does in scale 1, put a 4 below scale 1. We now have 2 does in scale 0 and 4 does in scale 1. And in scale 2, there are how many does? 12. They come from the fundamental points of scale 1. 4, 4, and 4 equals 12. Since there are 12 does in scale 2, put a 12 below scale 2. What if we did scale 3? Can you figure out how many does there would be in scale 3? 36. Scale 3 would have 36 does. Why? Because in scale 2, there are 9 octaves, and each octave has 4 fundamental points that become does in the next scale, which makes 9 times 4 equals 36. Since there are 36 does in scale 3, put the number 36 below scale 3. All right. Let us add those numbers up. That is, let us add up the does. 2 plus 4 plus 12 plus 36 equals what? 54. How many cards in a standard deck of playing cards? 54. 52 cards plus the Joker. How many number cards? 36. How many face cards? 12. How many aces? 4. How many jokers? 2. Wow! Those numbers exactly match the number of does in each scale. Again, by adding the does created in each scale, we total 54. There are also 54 notes created in scale 2. 54 and 54. That matches. And there were how many number cards? 36. If we remove the 36 number cards from our deck of 54, how many cards would be left? 18. Exactly matching the number of notes created in scale 1. Next, if we take the 12 face cards away from the 18, how many cards would be left? 6. Exactly matching the number of notes created in scale 0. finally. If we take the four aces away from the six, how many cards would be left? Two. Exactly matching the number of notes created in the unknown scale. When Russell was studying this structure and realized that the progression of does, the groups of two jokers, four aces, 12 face cards, and 36 number cards, totaling 54, matched the 54 notes in scale 2, minus the 36 number cards, matched the 18 notes in scale 1, minus the 12 face cards, matched the 6 notes in scale 0, minus the 4 aces, and matched the 2 notes in scale question mark, the unknown scale, he was ecstatic. He went, "Wow!" and wondered if the deck of 54 playing cards was created by folks who understood the structure of the law of 7, because they matched it perfectly. Russell looked everywhere. The Smithsonian, colleges, encyclopedias, etc., trying to figure out where the cards originated. But nothing definite was found. Then, a student in Arizona discovered documentation that indicated that the cards were created in France in the 1700s by people who were trying to conceal what they were studying from the eyes of the church. That sounded appropriate. Someone designed the cards to study a mathematical structure that revealed the image of God. They represented it with symbols instead of mathematics, so that the authorities would think it was just some game instead of blasphemy. Actually, it does not matter who created the cards. What matters is that we can obtain a deck of cards from almost any store and use them to depict, visualize, and comprehend the structure of man in a symbolic way, rather than with just raw mathematics. Pages 43 and 44 of Cosmic Secrets. Playing with a full deck. How many cards in a standard deck of playing cards, including the jokers? Answer: 54. How many vibrations were created in scale 2? Answer: 54. If we eliminate the largest similar series of cards, the 36 numbered cards, 2 through 10 in 4 suits, how many cards are left? Answer: 18. How many vibrations were created in scale 1? Answer: 18. If we eliminate the next largest similar series of cards, the 12 face cards, Jack, Queen, and King in 4 suits, how many cards are left? Answer: 6. How many vibrations were created in scale 0? Answer: 6. If we eliminate the next largest similar series, the 4 aces, how many cards are left? Answer: 2. How many vibrations were represented from an unknown scale? Answer: 2. 54 cards in a deck, minus the 36 numbered cards, equal 18, minus the 12 face cards equal 6, minus the 4 aces equal 2. It is of major importance to understand why the deck of cards was designed. Obviously, long ago, someone understood the structure of the 13 octaves and designed the cards in order to preserve the knowledge of this remarkable structure. Someone understood that the 54 vibrations created in scale 2 could be represented by the 54 cards in the deck. Someone understood that the 18 vibrations created in scale 1 could be represented by eliminating the 36 numbered cards. Someone understood that the 6 vibrations created in scale 0 could be represented by eliminating the 12 face cards. Someone understood that the 2 vibrations from the unknown scale could be represented by eliminating the 4 aces. In addition, we can surmise that even the designs on the cards were carefully planned to indicate that certain groups of cards would be used in more than one scale. The 54 cards in the deck are divided into 4 groups: numbered cards, face cards, aces, and jokers. Numbered cards incorporate a matching number of individual pips that correspond to the numbers on the cards. A pip is the symbol of either a diamond, club, heart, or spade. The individual pips indicate that numbered cards will be used in one scale. The numbered cards are only found in scale 2. See page 45. 5 cards have pictures. The pictures feature a double image of the Jack, Queen, or King. This double image indicates that face cards are to be used in 2 scales. The face cards are used twice. They are in scale 1 and scale 2. Aces are both similar to, yet different from, numbered cards and face cards. The aces are similar to the face cards. Both have letters in the corner. The aces are similar to the numbered cards. Both have pips in the center. Aces also appear twice in the sequence ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack, Queen, King, Ace. The ace is at the beginning, like the numbered cards, and at the end, like the face cards. The result of being similar to numbered cards and face cards gives the aces a threefold representation and indicates that aces will be used in 3 scales. The aces appear 3 times. They are in scale 0, scale 1, and scale 2. Jokers usually picture something to represent the 4 suits. For example, a joker juggling the 4 suits. A joker with the 4 suits at the points of his hat or around his collar, etc. This symbology indicates jokers will be used in 4 scales. The jokers are found 4 times. They are in all 3 scales, and also represent the 2 vibrations from the unknown scale. Notice also that the 4 suits reflect a 4, 3, 2, 1 symbology. Diamonds have 4 sides. Clubs have 3 sides. Hearts have two sides. And spades can be viewed as having only one side, as being, so to say, an inverted heart with a single point unified into oneness. What does all this mean? Pages 44 and 45 of Cosmic Secrets. Gurdjieff said, "We have to find our place and understand our functions in this universe." If you recall, man has seven centers: sex, instinctive, moving, emotional, intellectual, higher emotional, and higher mental. We can surmise that the deck of cards was designed to portray these seven centers. Joker, the higher mental center. Extra Joker, the higher emotional center. Spades, intellectual center. Hearts, emotional center. Clubs, moving center. Diamonds, instinctive center. Aces, sex center. We'll examine this idea of aces as the sex center later in this publication. And here we show a diagram of four scales: scale unknown, scale zero, scale one, and scale two. But this time, showing the cards next to each note in every scale. Gurdjieff's teaching further relates that each of these centers is divided into three parts: mechanical, emotional, and intellectual. Then again, each part is subdivided into three parts of parts: mechanical, emotional, and intellectual. Astonishingly, if we display the cards in the diatonic sevenfold structure of the 13 octaves, this inner complexity, three parts and three parts of parts, is revealed within the progression of scales, which is in multiples of three. 2 times 3 equals 6. 6 times 3 equals 18. 18 times 3 equals 54. Each vibration is represented by three vibrations in the next scale. Another interesting observation is also revealed by displaying the cards in the diatonic structure of inner octaves. Here we find that although the face cards are represented in two scales, the aces in three and the jokers in four, they always emanate on notes of a common name. Examples: regardless of the scale they are in, the ace of hearts always appears on a fa. The extra joker always occurs on a la. And the joker always turns up on a t. That concludes today's podcast. If you would like a chance to read the whole book, The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, which is available as a high-quality 520-page hardback, and also as a PDF download, simply visit the store at our website, thedogteachings.com. The Blueprint of Consciousness contains an objective exercise in awakening that has literally awakened hundreds of people. Be free. Be awake. Be real. And realize your full potential as a human being. On our website, you will be able to listen to other talks, obtain diagrams, animations, supporting videos, and much, much more. In addition, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook under The Dog Teachings. And, As a reminder, we have two Zoom classes every Saturday to assist you. Level 1 is freely available for anyone who purchases the Blueprint of Consciousness, and the other is for those who have obtained the Master Exercises and the Double or Nothing Exercises. See under Resources, Zoom Classes for more details. All at thedogteachings.com. That's thedogteachings.com. Goodbye. Until next time.